I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is the John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Oh, don't make me laugh, yeah.
That's what we should have called the podcast. Don't Make Me Laugh, It Hurts would have been a better title than the podcast title we've chosen, which sincerely upset Charlie.
Merry Riz Quiz.
It references 3 things that happened today.
Yeah.
We talked about Riz, we had a quiz, and it was Christmas.
It's Christmas.
The reason it hurts when Angela laughs is because, of course, you've just had your hernia operation.
I did, yes.
Two days ago. Hospital gown to radio headphones.
Yes.
In less than 40 hours.
Yes.
And the reason that we're only discussing this now in the podcast is because I haven't made her laugh for the previous 3 hours when we've been broadcasting.
Wasn't an issue. It's weird, isn't it? How it's only an issue now.
Should have been saying that about 8:15, really. The fact that it's only turned up now. Anyway, it is our last show of the year.
Oh.
Slightly chaotic. Everyone's tired. Is that end of year?
It is end of term. We've all brought in a game to play.
We have played a game. We've had the usual sort of, we have the return of Doug, who has set a new bar for...
We might not be coming back in the new year. It might be the Doug show.
I think we just need Doug. Doug is what the nation needs, Doug. There's a really good I Love You Butt this week and an in-house smugness. Hope you enjoy the show. If you want to get in touch with anything that you'd like us to discuss in the new year, it's john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Merry Christmas!
Hey, ho, ho, ho!
That's what I was supposed to be inspiring. Everyone's laughing at me.
Oh, it was lovely,
being
John.
Nice about Christmas.
You've got your Christmas jumper on, haven't you?
Got my special Marcelo Bielsa Christmas jumper on.
Who?
It's important to remember special people. Let's remember the true meaning of Christmas, which is Marcelo Bielsa.
Who's that?
Oh, Angela. It's very late now.
Let me guess, because you got, it's blue and yellow, so is it something to do with Leeds?
It is something to do with Leeds United, but it's also a gift that Leeds United gave to the world.
Is it?
Marcelo Bielsa's time at Leeds United, I think, was taught the world a lesson about what football and sport and life is primarily about.
Right.
It all looks
like he's got something he's dying to say.
Do you know what you've done there? I will take the opportunity during every record today to tell you a Marcelo Bielsa anecdote. By the end of the show, you will be inspired and you'll be full of love.
Just when I thought Christmas couldn't get any Christmassier.
That pause was just in the right point.
It was.
I was expecting it before Christmas year, but it came halfway through.
It did, yeah. I had to really think about it halfway through.
It should be worth saying, Angela has been, you've been in hospital for the second time in recent months.
I have. I'm not firing on all cylinders today, John, really, to be honest.
Well, how many cylinders do you need? I think you've got more cylinders than most.
Well, so I only need one, right?
I'll take you on one cylinder.
Fine.
Ahead of... Oh, no, I'm not going to list him. It's the time of goodwill, isn't it? If you want to see the list of comics that I don't want to be on this show, check my Instagram feed. I've done a whole reel. One of those ones where you're walking through a wood, so it looks like, oh, guys, I just needed to do a video. Everyone's leaving the house to do those videos, right? Can we
just have
that said now? If anyone's outside doing an Instagram video, they've gone out specifically to do that.
Yeah, because they wait for the weather and the light to be just right and when it's not too busy and there's not too many dog walkers about in the woods.
Yeah, I've never seen, statistically incredible, I've never seen someone doing an Instagram reel in the woods.
Yeah.
The number of them that are going on.
That's true. You'd think the woods is just full of comedians walking around talking to their phones.
You know, in different times I would have made a tweeting joke there, but things move on, don't they?
They do.
Time passes. TikTok, guys. Oh, I got there in here. weekend. Anyway, you had an operation on Thursday.
I did. I had to have a Ferrero Rocher surgically removed. No, I didn't.
Thank God you only managed three. Still be recovering. You are still recovering.
I am. I had a hernia operation on about 40 hours ago.
Remarkable. So there's a little pause before hours as well. What they've done is they've just inserted little gaps into your speech.
Sorry, if I sound a little bit off. I am on codeine, and so it might have slowed me down a little bit. It'll be fine.
You're up and about. You're looking very well.
I feel fine. That's makeup, John.
I don't think I'd have been in for surgery on Thursday and up at 5 to come into work on Saturday.
That's how much real music matters to me, John.
Oh, Angela. Oh, that was wonderful. Right? That was really good. So if you
Will's
want to...
Will's nodding. He's happy with that.
If you want to send in a nice message for Angela, it's 81215 0330123 1215 on WhatsApp. Just a little bit of encouragement. If you want to brag in the spirit of this show, if you want to undermine Angela, that's what I'd really like. And tell her.
I wondered what was going on then for a minute. It's like John's put a call out for people to be nice.
Well, we
to
do
me.
Have some nice listeners, I imagine. You know, there will be some people who've never listened before. if you want to send Angela a message saying, "Oh, well done, Barley Bar," but if you also want to say, "That's nothing, I so and so." Somebody out there is going, "Oh, there was that time I was on a stag do and then ended up in hospital and the next day I saved a life on the plane." If you've got a story like that, I'll have that one as well. Absolutely. 81215 0330 1213 1215. Quick one as well. If you've ever ruined Christmas, that would be nice to hear about after we've spent all week planning Secret Santa and Charlie put a message on the WhatsApp last night telling everyone who they'd got. So if you've ever ruined Christmas, John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Alan has been in touch.
Who?
You know Alan.
Alan?
Alan from Kesgrave. You know where Kesgrave is? It's near Ipswich. You know where Ipswich is? It's in Suffolk.
I know where Ipswich is. I know where Suffolk is.
He's given me all those details.
Good.
Alan from Kesgrave, near Ipswich, Suffolk.
Brilliant.
Almost a full postal address. Shall we pop round?
Alan says... Should we go around there after the show?
Don't worry,
put
Angela.
Put the kettle on.
Yeah, go on, Alan. Don't worry, Angela. I've had three hernia operations and I'm still alive and kicking. Get well soon. That's what I'm looking for. It's a nice message. A little bit passag, isn't it?
It is a little bit like...
Just a little
you
bit.
You moaning about your one hernia. I had three, so...
Get well soon from your one. Come back when you've had three. So those are coming in now. Keep the passive-aggressive get well soon messages for Angela coming in. 81215 on the text, 0330 1213 1215. Welcome to the show. If you couldn't be here last week, here's what our producers.
Oh. We like Charlie the producers.
Did they do a good job in the week? Here's what they think was the highlight of last week's show.
I must say, I mean, it hasn't put me off Ferrero Rocher.
No, we've only had three. That, of course, was last week's world record attempt.
That was very much my highlight of last week as well. That moment where you went, "You've only had three."
Yeah.
I've been laughing about that all week.
Well, there was a bit in the week, I'm not going to lie to Angela, where you sent in a video of you practicing for the world record for eating Ferrero Rocher. And I thought, oh no, what I don't want is for you to get close and miss out. Because that would be, like, if you got to 9, that would be good. That was the world record.
Yeah.
If we tied, that would be epic. If you get to about 7, it's just a little
that would
bit.
Have just been a
you
bit...
either need to break it or fail completely. And I'm delighted that you went. You went the other way
I
with
it. I did it on purpose, John. I failed completely for the laugh.
Yeah,
you know.
Wonderful. If you missed that, that's last week's show. You can catch that on the Rayo app where Angela successfully ate three Ferrero Rocher in a minute, as many people will do over the coming season. We also had last week a voice note that we both said, I mean, it's our best produced. It had clips built into the message. The voice was wonderful. We speculated whether Doug was AI.
Well, I think Doug's the new producer of the show from next year, isn't it?
Ooh. Ah, controversial.
Has Will not been to... Oh,
I'll tell you what, when you ask him to do something as well, he goes above and beyond. He's got back in touch this week.
Has he?
Hello, it's Douglas again. Thanks for playing my thing last week. However, I'm not entirely sure about being compared to AI. Anyway, I thought you could do with a proper customised jingle. Yeah, I know you've got some good ones. Will's done some good ones, probably. But as you compared me to AI, I thought what I'd do is get the help of AI to produce a brand new jingle for you. And, well, don't worry. Our jobs are safe, mate. Because, quite frankly, I think this got a bit carried away.
John Richardson at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever he can persuade to get up on a Saturday morning.
It's fine to stay in bed.
She's kind of solid. Or sometimes Carrie if she ain't too busy. This has turned out to be a very long jingle, but hey. WTF. Yes. Hey, WTF. But thank goodness for producer Will.
Oh, that's caused a bit of a ruction in the studio.
Can I just ask in the studio, what is worse, Charlie, not being referenced or Angela being told you're kind of solid?
Kind of solid?
Kind of solid, that's right. She's kind of solid.
Your existence got acknowledged.
Well, yeah, that's it. I'll take kind of solid. That's going on my tour poster.
Yeah, I don't like the idea that I try and persuade people to get up on a Saturday morning either. I don't think that's my vibe. Oh, come on, guys. I don't think I've ever said that. Let's get up out of bed and enjoy the John Richardson show.
No, you're quite happy for them to wallow in their pit of despair, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what you want them, really.
I'm going to give you a Christmas gift as well. I'm going to make your Christmas easier. Certainly your pre-Christmas weekend, I'm going to make it easier for you. I'm going to do that shortly. Last week, there was also a moment when I was left stranded in my own head. I mentioned an advert that I was sure everyone would remember. You all claimed never to have heard the advert, but this is what I said last week to set the context if you weren't listening. If you're going out Christmas shopping, please get an extra gift. If you can, take it to one of our drop-off points. That's any branch of Wicks.
Wicks. Why did you say it like that?
That's how they say it on the advert, isn't it? Wicks.
Is it? You sound like a Wookiee. Was that what you were going for?
I thought everyone would go, that's really like they said it on the advert. Now I doubt there ever was an advert.
Yeah, there it was weird.
None of you heard of it.
No.
Thank goodness the listeners backed me up a little bit. And thank goodness in the week, you had the good grace, Will, to go back and trawl through the back catalogue of Wicks adverts.
Trying to find... take my job at this point.
Well, that's why Will is the producer. Yeah. The only one. Yeah.
I can reveal that because of this...
It's got our name on it. Wicks.
You're here till the end of the show. So congratulations.
Nice.
That's not bad, is it? Isn't it?
Go, do it again.
It's got our name on it. Wicks.
Wicks.
Do you want to hear me and...
go on then, do...
Tim, as I call him, Spawley. Wicks.
Wicks.
Which one was you?
He does it shorter. I think the radio one was longer. Wicks.
Wicks.
Wicks. It's getting a bit Scooby-Doo now, isn't it?
Everyone's just cheating now.
anyway. Right. Let's all get our stuff together. I'm going to give you a Christmas tip.
Bye.
And I want to know... your passive aggressive welcome back soon messages for Angela.
Lovely, yes.
Is there anything else I've asked for? No, that's about it, I think. Here's my tip. Look at your list, take a job, and then just decide not to do it.
Nice.
Just cross one off now. Just say, I'm not doing that.
Because
you're not going to get through it all anyway. Pick one person and say, you're not getting a present.
Fine.
Or whatever it is, just send them a text. I'm really sorry. It's been a mad year. Let's catch up in the new year. I think January is an awful month.
John, is this your way of telling me you haven't got me a present?
Yeah, slightly awkward. My Santa this year is very secret. Your present is somewhere at some point. We don't yet know where. Well, you know, I think January is the month you need a little pick-me-up. So text a mate and say, look, give ourselves a break. Let's not do our presents this year. Let's catch up at the end of January when we need. And then you'll feel better. You get something off your list because you're not going to do it anyway.
Yeah, we're not doing presents this year.
Are you not?
No.
That's too far. That's too far. That's what they call cancelling Christmas. That's slightly
different. We'll have a lovely dinner, John. We'll have a lovely dinner. We'll hang out with our friends. We'll have a nice time. Not doing presents.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. How will you feel the day?
What do you mean, how will we feel? How many presents are you getting that it's taking all day to open them?
It's more like punctuation, isn't it? It's like, right, breakfast, stocking, da-da-da-da, shower, Christmas jumpers on, presents, everyone plays while you do. There's the punctuation, isn't there? And without the presents, there's a conversation.
I'll tell you what there is, John, without the presents.
Stare out of the window.
There is booze.
Okay, fair enough. Talk about how mild it is, that kind of thing. We've been asking for, amongst other things, times you might have ruined Christmas after Charlie revealed on the WhatsApp who people had for Secret Santa last night.
Yeah.
I think you were having a little bit of a Christmas tiz, weren't you? Is that fair to say? You're having a little bit of a Christmas tiz?
What does that mean?
Well, you're just having a little bit of a Christmas panic.
It means we're all on our Friday night doing our business and then eight WhatsApp messages coming in 38 seconds that are unpunctuated and of various lengths.
I was having a little Christmas tiz.
And you told everyone who they had on Secret Santa. So we did ask if you've ever ruined Christmas for everyone.
Yeah, we've had a message. This is from Mary. She says, good morning, John, Angela and team. So yeah, you're in this one, Will and Charlie, don't you worry. She says, there they are, the gang. I ruined Christmas for myself a few years ago when on Christmas Day at my in-laws, I had just one mouthful of wine whilst on strong prescription pain medications. Mm. And and my then husband, now divorced, but apparently this is, I love the level of detail in this, John. It's great, isn't it? That this is nothing to do with the divorce, allegedly. he had to take her home. So I don't. What she doesn't say is what she did. She said something to the in-laws, didn't she?
Yeah.
Just like, all we've got here is I had some prescription painkillers and some wine and then I got taken home.
Yes.
I want to know what you did, Mary.
I merely walked past the sherry and then I woke up in the police station.
Exactly that. And apparently she did the same thing the next day. So didn't learn. So her advice to me is not to mix alcohol with my pain meds.
Okay.
So
fair enough. Good
advice.
I'll
just stop the pain meds.
Are we buying that from Mary, one sip?
No,
we're not buying that at all.
No.
I tell you what, for today, any text you send in as well, I'm loving the extra detail. I'm loving the full address nearly on the text earlier on.
Yeah, put in as much as you
on.
Can.
I'm loving brackets now divorced, but this had nothing to do with it. Any extra information, pad the text out, why not? we also asked for a sort of passive-aggressive welcome backs to Angela. This is just openly hostile.
You love this one. You're really going to enjoy it. You've got to revel in it.
Alex in Shrewsbury or Shrewsbury, apparently depending on which side of the river you are.
Mm-hmm.
Angela, sorry about your hernia. I've got 13 pieces of titanium in my leg that cost me my job. Sock it up, love. There we go. That's
well,
Alex
you can't say fairer than that, Alex, can you?
Somebody wants to know how you got your hernia, but we're not going to tell them.
None of your beeswax.
None of your business, mate. Now, it's in December on Absolute Radio.
It is.
Because we are in December, and indie music is a thing.
Oh, I see how they've done that.
Yeah.
Clever, isn't it?
Really good.
Someone got paid the big bucks for that.
There's a really good team here. You can hear them beavering away upstairs about January. What are we going to do in January? Elton January?
Quick, someone write that down.
Now, talking of family scandal, it's that time of the week when we do I Love You But, which is our nod towards dedication. Isn't it? But it's not very us to be all celebrating love and all that, even at this time of year.
No.
Scrooge didn't turn till 1 a.m, did he, on Christmas
That's
Day?
That's right. So we're not on air then. So
hold out. Yeah, exactly.
You'll miss it, the bit where we're nice.
You can have a dedication, but you've got to be slightly mean about the person that you want that dedication for. That's the way we do it. It's a bit different to all the other stations. But hey, that's our USP, right, guys?
Oh, John.
Oh, my goodness, that was awful. That
was
really unpleasant.
Really bad, John. I don't know. Don't ever use the phrase USP again, please.
I don't know what it means. It's that thing you stick in the side of your phone, isn't it? You can never get it the right way around, can you? I should go back on tour, really.
You shouldn't, because it's been about 10 years since the USBs that you couldn't get the wrong way around.
Oh,
USB-Cs are pretty universal, aren't they now?
Oh, that's not
John.
As good a bit, that, is it?
No, it's
really.
Not, is it?
I quite like that's the vibe I like in a gig, though. Just turn it on its head. Just, oh, we're about to laugh. Oh, no, he's gone a different way with it.
He decided to go for accuracy.
Why does he keep not making us laugh and then screaming, that's my USP? Anyway, this week's I Love You But comes from Christina.
Hi, John. Thank you for giving me this week's one and only dedication. This week, I'd like to give it to my daughter, Roisin. Roisin, you're an amazing daughter and it's a pleasure to watch you grow up. And I love you, but the recent trend you've got of hearing an advert on the radio or TV and then singing it over and over and over again is really something, especially the latest one, which is an advert for dealing with an upset stomach. When you're singing about having nausea, heartburn, indigestion, and even worse things, it actually catches on. Meaning I've been walking around town and work for the last week or so singing to myself about having an upset stomach. Please stop copying all the adverts you hear, or at least please only try and repeat the ones that won't be embarrassing for me to sing in public. Your loving mum, Christina.
Oh.
You've got to finish it, haven't you? You can't not do the one.
No, come on.
Am I allowed to do it?
Go on.
I can't do it.
Oh, you're not allowed to do it.
It's like looking
at
a Rubik's Cube with one square left.
Go on.
Diarrhea. Oh, okay. Well,
you're
I get
now
that.
You've got that out your system.
Yeah, I totally get that.
As it were.
It's just a good old clear out on Absolute Radio.
Why not?
My daughter does the same thing. I think it's absolutely wonderful.
I think it's actually a sign of a very intelligent, busy brain, because my brain, I reckon, is quite intelligent and busy, and I pick up adverts.
Yeah, it's angelic. It's a cynical thing about adverts, isn't it, that they get in there? And when a kid sings she's kindly, Christina sent us a voice note from her daughter, Roisin, singing one of the songs.
Gillette! They're good for women too.
There you go.
And a feminist point.
There you go. So that's
love it, Roisin.
That's in your head for the rest of the day. I've gone a slightly different way. My daughter's worked out that when she goes to bed now, I watch the darts.
Right.
So she's worked out that she pretends to like darts. She gets to stay up a little bit longer. she started chanting boring, boring tables whenever I make her sit down to eat her meals. You can't eat in here. Come on, you need to come to the dining table. Boring, boring tables.
You reap what you sow, yeah, John Richardson.
We've gone for a slightly more aggressive nature of singing than a lovely Gillette song. So very pleased to dedicate this song to you, Roisin. This is from your mother, Christina. And this is for all people with tunes they don't want in their heads, stuck in their heads.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is the John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
It's John Richardson and Angela Barnes.
Hello.
Here on Absolute Radio. Now, to be clear, this is the time of the week where we do what we call Saturday smugness, where we try and counterbalance the smugness occurring on the other stations at
all
this time.
All the park runs.
The park runs. Oh, I've done all my Christmas shopping. Oh, Sue's done all the Christmas shopping. Well done.
Do you know what? If you've done all your Christmas shopping, don't tell anyone. No one cares. No one wants to know.
How do you feel about Christmas cards? I've got to a point now where one arrives and I go, oh. Now, I've either got to send you one quickly and pretend I didn't do it when yours landed, or I've just got to text you and say, thanks for the card, I'm not doing them.
I did a thing, there's a thing you can do online where you donate to a charity of your choice.
Oh, yeah.
And depending how much money you donate is how many like little e-cards you can send.
Okay.
So I just did that.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
And if you get that in early, that's a good passag, like, don't send me one because I've done this thing, which is better.
Yeah, I'm better than you,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, absolutely,
so,
right.
And I'm not... you know, filling up landfill with
I'm going to get
cards.
On that November the 30th next year. Expect an email when the sun rises in the east. Now, are you... I feel like what I usually do is I warm up. If you're joining us for the first time, I invite Angela to tell me something she's smug about in the week and I'm horrible about it.
Yeah.
And then I practice on Angela so I can be horrible to a listener. And I just puncture some of the smugness that's around this time of the week. Very difficult when you were having a hernia operation 40 hours ago and you've got in to do
I'm
the show
here.
Live
that's what
with
I'm smug about,
morning.
Basically.
That
that's my smugness. And also, because I had the operation on Thursday when the weather was awful. So I'm quite smug that I was like in a nice warm hospital and the weather was... I didn't miss a nice day for
no.
it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think I've got to give you a free hit today, haven't I, really? Feels like
Aww.
It would be horrible to be mean about
the fact. My concern with that, though, John, is that next time you're just going to hit me twice as hard.
Yeah, well, I'll have forgotten by then.
Okay,
it's
yeah,
a busy
fine.
Christmas period coming up. I won't even know who I am by January. I was thinking if I could say something smug and you could be mean to me, but it's not really... Do you want to... Are you welcome
to? Give it a go. What have you got to be smug about?
Well, what I was going to say is this time of year, everyone's like, oh, I've got to be good because Christmas is coming. And my smugness is that I haven't done any exercise at all this week and I've no intention of doing any. And I've really enjoyed just... I'm going to go into Christmas not having looked after myself.
Do you mean you haven't put the running vest on once this week? Is that what you're saying?
No, I haven't. Well, I have, but I just...
But not to run in.
A bottle of Baileys and a straw in it. I just went for a little walk. No, I haven't worn my running vest. I haven't done any exercise. And
Did
I haven't
I
even... Usually I would feel bad about it, and this week I haven't.
Yeah. It's quite nice when you... Because I can't do any exercise at the moment. Like, and I'm not allowed to do my powerlifting for 8 weeks, John.
Wow.
Which is sort of sad because I do like it. It makes me feel good. But also, I don't have that. I've got 8 weeks of not going, oh, I should go to the gym today, really.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
That's
8 weeks
nice.
After a hernia?
8 weeks, yeah.
So where does that take us up into? February?
It's February,
End
yeah.
End of February.
Yeah.
I might get myself a hernia. How'd you get a hernia?
I wouldn't recommend it,
no.
mate.
Okay, fair enough. Have you had your running vest on this week, Charlie, that you bought? No? No? Oh, that's an angry look, isn't it?
Oh, is that because you told the world that Charlie bought a running vest?
Charlie bought a running vest after telling me that I was idiotic for having one myself, and you worked out they're actually quite practical, aren't they, for popping your keys and your phone in? Yep.
Oh, she's not happy. You're not happy?
Yes.
That was a politician's yes, if ever there was one. Coming up, we have one of the smuggest smugnesses we've ever had in the,
really?
Since we started doing smugnesses. Wow. This is really smug. But it's somebody that I see, and so I do have to be slightly careful about how I take it down. But the nation will expect this to be done properly, so I'm going to do a bit of warm-up.
Okay.
Someone has to keep it together in the studio. And lucky for you, that man is John Richardson. It's that time of the week.
It's also that time of the year, isn't it? We're a little bit end of term in here.
Everyone's a little bit silly, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, we're on air now, so let's be very serious.
Okay.
The show is about... We have a responsibility to the listener, nay the nation, to puncture smugness at this time of the week. And this is particularly smug.
I'm excited.
It's slightly awkward because, as I say, it's in-house. And we received this week from... breakfast show host, absolute radio colleague, broadcasting icon, Dave Berry.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Angela. It's Dave Berry here. I hope you're both well. Hello, listeners, by the way. I am so smug right now, and I'm going to set it up by asking you, John, have you got a cake from Tom Cruise? Hey, Angela, have you got a cake that was sent from Tom Cruise? No, of course you haven't. But guess who has? Yes, me. And I am so smug. I'm still feeling smug even though I arrived a few days ago. And not only have I been smug deep down inside myself, but I've been smug to everybody around the building and the studios. I've been smug to my friends and my family. I've been smug on the radio and on social media. The smugness is pouring out of every single pore of my body, along with the delicious creamy coconut that makes up a Tom Cruise cake. Cake smug.
Firstly, I think we should do a shout out to all of Dave Berry's friends and family because I bet he's unbearable.
Absolutely
right now.
Unbearable. And that's the smugness of a man who's not sharing the cake either. He doesn't want anyone else to know what
cake.
It tastes like. I would rather bin the last bit than let you know what it tastes like
have
to have a Tom Cruise cake.
Have you seen the Tom Cruise cakes?
No.
So it's this thing, he gets them from this bakery in California.
Right.
And like private jets them to people around the world every Christmas. And they're white chocolate and coconut, which if you ask me is a bit sickly. It's a bit sickly.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those bundt cakes, you know, the ring cakes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
So he puts them on a plane from California.
Yeah.
I mean,
I bet you've got something to say about that, haven't you, eco-warrior John Richardson?
Oh, I think it's horrific. You've had some. Charlie's had some. You've had
you
some Tom Cruise cake.
You tried a bit of the Tom Cruise cake.
I had a little bit of the cake.
Oh!
It was really nice. It wasn't sickly. It was very fresh.
Did you think, this is worth a climate catastrophe?
I will just say, actually, though, that I think that... If it's in the UK, I think he does fly them around America, but if it's in the UK, the recipe is sent to a UK bakery.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I don't think it's flown.
But is the recipe sent by private jet?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Has Tom Cruise just refused to acknowledge
email? I think he's got email. He's doing all right.
There's nowhere.
Well, I mean, that's obviously horrific. And I think all I need to do really is play the clip. Because if you're wondering, how do you go about... Yeah, does Tom Cruise just go about... Maybe he just hears about people. I've heard about this guy. He's a great broadcaster. I'd like to put him on the list. It's a lot more direct than
that. So, is it Tom Cruise or Donald Trump?
It's a great cake. You're going to love it. Matt Ford later. To rock and roll football, if you want to hear that done properly. Here's an interview that Dave did with Tom Cruise.
Alex Zane. Oh, yeah. He is on the legendary Tom Cruise cake list, and he is insufferable, Tom. Honestly, every year, straight on Instagram it goes. So please can I be on the cake list too, for two good reasons. Hear me out.
Well, your neighbours, can't you just go over and get a piece?
He never shares. Never gives me a slice. Honestly.
Really?
He just films it and then scoffs it down behind closed doors. I love cake and beer. It will really annoy Alex. So
yeah, good.
Perfect.
Anything to annoy Alex, that's awesome. I'm in. Let's do it.
It is.
All you had to say is the first one. This will really annoy Alex.
Imagine
so
begging for cake.
Tom Cruise
Imagine
for cake.
Begging.
I'm embarrassed for you, Dave.
Crawling on your hands and knees for a bit of cake.
Oh, just because it's a Tom Cruise cake.
I mean, what cake is worth a man's dignity, really?
I've thought of some Tom Cruise cake.
Oh no.
Puns.
We didn't think it would be like
this. We're going to be in so much trouble.
We didn't think it would go
this
way.
What did you think
way?
I would do? Celebrate what? A man begging for cake? Was he six?
I don't think you'd say he has no dignity.
There's no dignity at all in the man. I think that actually needs to be referred higher up to some sort of ombudsman.
Do you think?
Do you still get ombudsman these days?
What, a Tom Cruise cake ombudsman?
I think there needs to be some sort of reference higher up. I think this is the first time on Saturday Smugness I'm going to say, this is out of my power. This is beyond my jurisdiction now.
Well, I'm sure Will and I will be spoken to.
Yeah, well...
Are you causing... like internal HR ructions here, John Richardson.
Any allegations that I am jealous not to be on Tom Cruise's... I bet it's not even vegan, so I probably wouldn't have it anyway. Is it vegan?
It's got white chocolate in it, so...
White chocolate's generally vegan.
Oh, is it?
I don't want it. I don't want it. Do you know, I'd rather have Helen Mirren's discarded After Eights.
Would you?
I'd rather pop round to Helen Mirren's on Boxing Day and say,
just
have you got anything
packets?
Anything you've not finished? And she said, I think there's one of them left in the box. That's what I'd rather do.
You go through all the empty sleeves till you find that one that's got an After Eight still in it.
Well, congratulations, Dave, on your cake. Next year, I mean, where do you go from here? Peaks.
Yeah.
What's bigger than a cake from Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, imagine Tom Cruise. If he comes round on Christmas Day, I will be absolutely fuming. more Smugness next year. Been a big year for me on the Smugness.
Mm.
Taking down a children's nurse, taking down you week after week.
I'd just like to take this opportunity
to say everything said in the Smugness is in the spirit of humour. I wish all of you well and congratulations on all your endeavours.
This quite is the problem. Some backpedalling there from John Richardson.
The worst thing I could do is try and sound sincere. Because when I try and be nice to people and say, I just want to thank everyone for their texts and emails, it sounds like, oh, that was actually the worst thing you said. What did you mean by that when you said thank you? Well, I just meant thank you. Oh, don't say that again. It's weird. Literal Police is coming shortly.
Oh, lovely. My favourite bit.
Getting people banged to rights. It's cynicism.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we move into is a little bit of snidiness.
Yes.
And then we just undercut that with a bit more cynicism.
Lovely.
That's the vibe.
It's pure pedantry.
We really make you work for it. Those are the three ghosts. And you're like, is Scrooge going to turn? And then, no, he's not, actually. He's just going to stick with what he is.
Do you know what I'm doing this week, John? I'm going to see Muppet Christmas Carol at a dog-friendly screening. So I'm taking my dog, Tina, to see Muppet Christmas Carol at the cinema.
Oh, I love that. How Isn't does a dog great? React to a Muppet?
Well, we'll find out.
Oh, I bet there's been some dogs going ballistic.
My dog looks a little bit like Rolf. You know Rolf from the Muppets? My dog does look a bit like... I think it might be Rolf's love child, my dog.
No cheeses for his... When you say it...
Cheeses for his Mises.
It's mad that there are dog-unfriendly screamings of the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Right.
Doesn't it?
And you said screamings.
I did say screamings. I did say... I wondered if I'm going to get away with that.
Nope.
No. That's the problem when you pick up on everybody's mistakes around you.
Yep, people are ready to...
You can't really dish it out
if you can't take it, John.
We've been asking for passive-aggressive welcome backs for Angela after she was in the hospital. So if you want to say welcome back, however I had this happen to me, those are always welcome. 81215, 0330 13 1215. We've also been asking about times you've ruined Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Ailsa says, when I left school, I went off to Southern Africa to do volunteer work.
Oh, that, is this Smugness or is this I ruined Christmas?
My mum missed me. Well done, mate. when it went beyond a year, she asked if I could be home for Christmas the following year. So I booked a flight home that arrived in Heathrow on Christmas morning and a connection to Edinburgh where they would meet me and I would be back in time for Turkey. It was 1992 and I was absolutely skint after my mad year. I got into Heathrow a little bit later than scheduled after my flight was delayed when it stopped to refuel in the Congo. This is a story that has been told every Christmas.
I absolutely love it.
I tried to find where my connection was going from, but there was no info anywhere. I finally found a desk where a woman looked at my ticket and said, oh, somebody sold you a ticket for a flight that doesn't exist.
What?
There aren't internal flights on Christmas Day. That's the point where you go,
oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That does make sense, actually, doesn't it? I thought maybe I'd hitch a ride with Santa. I had to make a reverse charge call to my family and tell them not to meet me in Edinburgh after all. My mum and dad jumped in the car. About 8 hours later, I heard my name getting called over a tannoy. They had no clue where I was and didn't even know that Heathrow had loads of terminals, but they found me and took me home. And we had turkey on Boxing Day. Poor old mum and dad never let me forget that trip, and probably rightly so. That is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, they drove from Edinburgh to Heathrow to come and get you for Christmas.
And then they had that moment of getting to Heathrow and thinking, oh, there's five Heathrows. Yeah. I mean, not in 1992. That probably dates the story, but you know, probably only one terminal then, weren't there, Buckingham?
There was.
Satire. Do you want to do some satire? Should we do some satire? Bit of Christmas satire?
Yeah.
Nah, let's not bother. I don't want to get myself into trouble.
The literal police catch and fend the people who use the word literally when they literally meant something else. They're like a really pathetic version of the FBI.
It's the literal police.
Oh, I was really getting into that. I was grooving.
It's all right. You're allowed to groove.
Yeah.
You're allowed to groove. It's Christmas.
Thanks, mate.
This is where we stamp out the incorrect use of the word literally from the English language. Each week, two cases. That's the workload we've dealt with this year. Mm. We put some big names away as well.
When we started this, I thought, well, surely people will learn and then it will just fizzle out. But they don't learn, John.
Well, I mean, much like the existing prison system, they tend to come out worse.
Yeah.
So this week, of course, you are our eyes and ears on the ground. You're the Bobbies on the beat. And this week we turn to Kelly for our first nomination.
Hi, John. I have a literal offence to report. I was watching Strictly this week, the results show, and Karen Carney said she literally could not comprehend being in the final. I understand that she was excited, but it's a fairly easy thing to understand. Please can you investigate this for me? Kelly.
Of course we can, Kelly. It's what we're here for. Imagine if we said no. We're having Christmas off.
Can't be bothered.
I think we do. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you ever think, do you know what? I'll probably make it to the final.
I felt like I'd won a competition being cast in it, let alone come this far. Honestly, I've watched it, as I've said many times, for years on end, and to be where we are, literally, I haven't comprehended it just yet, but for everyone that's made it happen, thank you so much.
We both grimaced at the same point, didn't we?
Yeah, because I think it's all right, because she says, I literally haven't comprehended it just yet.
Yeah.
And she might not have done, for all we know.
Incorrect nomination from Kelly, who says she said she literally couldn't comprehend it, but she said...
Yeah, she said, literally haven't comprehended it just yet.
So we've got to send people around to Kelly's house now, have we?
Yeah, I think so. We need to go and check her comprehension, like do some sort of cognitive testing.
Bit of workplace training.
Yeah.
Well, I apologise, Kelly, but I'm afraid we have to take your badge off you for... Just for a month while we investigate, I think. We just need to have a little look into that one. But we appreciate your call and we appreciate your diligence.
But, no.
I mean, it's right on the... she meant is I literally can't comprehend it.
It's not what she said.
But she just says, I haven't comprehended it just yet, and we can't prove that. She might not have.
Not without actually testing them.
She might not have comprehended it to that point.
Yeah.
All right, Karen Carney is free to compete in the Strictly final. That will be good news for their
viewers,
I'm sure.
With a warning, though, I think.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll be a few in the final, don't you worry. I don't watch it, though, so I won't know them. But do text in at 8:12:15 if you see one. No, don't text in, because I won't be on air.
Absolutely
baffle the indie disco. Anyway, this one has come from the production team. There was a little vibe that they were going to come in from the Darts World Championships, and the team has been watching closely. This was spotted.
That's good of Will to watch all the darts just in case there was a literally.
Really good.
I know that's what he told his girlfriend, that's what he's done. Yeah,
he's missed shows this week just in case. I think Wayne Mardell might be about to say literally, so I need another show off if that's all right. So this is during Dimitri Vandenberg's surprise defeat.
Dimitri Vandenberg missing even more darts at a double. And we do say it literally in every game, I think. You don't set until you've won a leg. You can't.
Do they say it literally in every game, John? I've not watched every game, so I can't say.
I've watched games where I feel like they haven't said, you don't settle till you win a leg. However, he does say, I think. So he's introduced a little bit of doubt there. He's saying, well, I might be wrong about this.
It's tricky because it doesn't need the literally, does it? It just...
It doesn't.
We say it in every game, I think, is all he
has to say. The other thing to consider as well is I love Wayne Marble.
Right.
And that can't...
John, you can't let personal feelings get in the way of this.
I really...
You've put away friends and colleagues.
He's such a good pundit. The degree of accuracy in his punditry... You know when you listen to football and it's just pleasantry after, well, it's a game, it's all that stuff. He will tell you, like, I'll tell you why he's done that, is because his chin wasn't high enough, so his breathing wasn't right, and that's why he's released the dart late, and that's why it's gone into... It's exquisite.
He's not exempt, though, John.
It's so good. I messaged him online to say, you're such a good... Your analysis is so good. Can I come to you for a bit of a dart lesson? And he never replied.
Well, then lock him up. That's what I say.
I'm going to have to throw this one to the group. You're saying... Sorry.
Hang on, Will wants to make a point.
I have got an update, though. So late last night, I was watching the darts as well, and he did it again.
What did he say?
He said it was literally the best three darts that Nathan Aspinall has ever thrown.
Were
they? It wasn't even a max.
John, can I make an intervention as an officer?
Oh, come on, guys.
I think that you're too close to this.
Yeah.
And you need to be impartial, and if we want to uphold the law that we try so hard every week to...
Well, we'll put it to a vote then. Who thinks Wayne Mardle goes into literal prison?
I do, so does Angela. Yeah. She's put her hand
on it. I like him too much as well, so I won't.
So it's too...
To the listener.
Let's
let the listener decide, I think.
Yeah, but it's not really in the spirit of the show. Wayne Mardle goes free.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, John.
I thought I'd take it down a bit because you said my ho-ho-ho was too chirpy.
Yeah, that's more like it. I want it dour.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry it's Christmas.
You should apologise for Christmas, John. It's all your fault.
I do love Christmas, though. I nearly picked a Christmas story for news that wasn't in the news. It could, would, or should have been in the news.
But you didn't.
No.
Are you like me, though? People expect me to not be Christmassy, but I am. I really love Christmas.
Love Christmas. I think when you're grumpy all year, it's our time.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
being
right.
Down in the basement with the Goonies. It's our time now. Down here, it's our time. I was going to pick a story, so this is where we talk about stories that weren't in the main news that could, would, or should have been in the news to make things a little bit brighter. There's a family in America who put up a Santa Claus in their garden and were told to take it down by the council.
Boo.
I don't know what they call the council in America. The council.
The county.
And in fairness, this Santa was 28 foot high.
Oh, that's big, isn't it?
Big old Santa.
Is that taller than a house?
It is taller than the house, yeah. There's the picture.
Oh, wow, yes.
It's a big old Santa. But everyone, the council told them to take it down, and then the community got together and said, where's the big Santa gone?
I bet it's quite a landmark.
Yeah, well, that's it. And it's
coming home from a Christmas party, that's going to help you find your house.
Absolutely. Well, they had to take it down. The image of a 28-foot Santa slowly deflating.
I
think that's one of the most tragic things I can imagine.
Oh, imagine a child watching that.
That
would be heartbreaking.
Yeah, we should do it. January the 5th, we should all gather. Like, there's a Christmas light switch on.
Yeah.
There should be a watch a 28-foot Santa deflate. And then when it's done, we all go, OK, let's crack on then, shall we? Back to work. But I'm not doing that one. I mean, I sort of have done that.
You
one.
Have.
I've been a bit cheeky
under
there.
The radar there.
Have you heard of Matthias Krantz?
No, don't think so. Is that an illness?
You will have now. He's a YouTuber.
Oh, right.
He's a Swedish musician.
Oh, yeah.
You know octopi?
Octopi. Oh, octopuses. As in octopuses.
Yeah, they're really clever,
because
aren't they?
Because it's...
Greek, not Latin?
Yeah, that's right.
Quiznets, innit?
Quiznets.
You could hear that desperation to be the one who said it.
We were not impressed by that, but we were impressed with ourselves.
It's more that I had to take it off you, didn't I?
I've got it.
Absolutely. But I just want you to know, if you're reaching for your phone to text that in, I know what I am. You don't have to tell me what I am. You know who I are. He's taught an octopus to play the piano.
What?
Which I think is remarkable.
Wait a minute. Like, is this octopus playing tunes on the piano, or has he just put an octopus on the piano?
No, he's taught the octopi, you see. I get one go at it. That's there's the Greek, and there's the Latin, and there's the French, which is
octopus.
That's how I said it like
that. Octopus.
He's lowered, like, fake crabs onto the keys to sort of teach the octopus to press the keys and make a noise.
Right.
And then the octopus has learnt to play the piano. It's just got a lovely quote in it. I've always wanted to teach an animal to play the piano.
Well, who hasn't?
I think if you're looking for a New Year's resolution, it's that time of year, isn't it? You can set yourself big challenges. People get all carried away. Oh, new year, new me. I'd like to teach a hamster to play the piano.
You could teach Leaf to play the piano.
Leaf to play the piano.
You like that, don't you?
Oh, I don't like it.
You like it when I do it, do you?
Don't you touch it. Don't
Will's
you touch that.
Will's going to press the button.
Oh, no. Overruled.
Oh, overruled. You like pianos.
That's it. You like Chopin, don't you? Now you've made me do a voice for me. That's when I know I've lost it.
Did you just do an impression of yourself?
I did an impression of myself because you've got in my head.
My work here is done.
I'm a regular height, normal sounding gentleman. If you have to keep shouting that, there's a problem.
That's your affirmations you do every morning, isn't it?
I write it on the mirror and say it to myself. Krantz says, and I'm going to end it here, in theory, octopuses have incredible potential. They're as smart as a three-year-old, amazing problem solvers, and each of their eight arms having a mini brain, it's like having eight pianists in one body. That's remarkable. So in theory, they could play eight pianos.
Yes.
That is remarkable. Now that's my goal. He wants to teach an animal to play the piano. I want to teach an octopus to play eight pianos at once.
I bet you can. It's the Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year time of the year,
it
John.
It is.
Do you know what the word of the year is this year?
Frazzles.
No, frazzle. Oh, I really fancy some frazzles.
Yeah. Put that in your head now,
Oh, you really have. No, it's
Gillette.
Not
They're good for women too.
Just thought, while we're naming brands.
No, it's rage bait.
Oh.
Which I think is quite ironic because it's called the word of the year and rage bait is two words. So in itself, I'd call that rage bait.
Interesting. I love you for it, but there are a unique group of people who would be infuriated by that. I think I would. But there's a word. Is that a compound word?
No, it's words. Two words.
It's
if
two
it was
words.
A compound noun, I wouldn't mind, John.
So it's not rage
but it's
bait.
It's not rage bait.
It's rage bait. Oh, now I'm angry.
Yeah, see?
Oh, now you got me.
You can't have word of the year be two words. But what they've done, they've made the rage bait out of rage bait being the word of the year.
They have. And they've got me to pick one, rage or bait.
Do you want to know what the top three were? There's a short list, and Rage Bait won it.
Yeah.
The other one was biohack.
Okay.
That's one word. That's fine.
Yeah. It's a depressing thing, though, isn't it?
It is a bit depressing. And the other one, I'm not sure I know what this is. It's two words.
I'll tell you, mate. I'm pretty down with it.
All right. Aura farming.
Aura farming?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's aura as in like your mouth.
As in, no, not as in.
Oh, like your spirit.
A-U-R-A, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where you. Charlie will help me.
Look at you looking to the young people for help.
Go on, Charlie, speak for the youth.
This isn't something you can explain, you just have to get it. Is that fair, Will?
No. Oh, he's 6'7" all over again.
That made me feel really old.
You made that happen.
You either, if you know, you know.
You could have just skimmed over it, but
no. If you know, you know.
It's not even worth explaining it to us, Angela.
No.
I'm trying to think of it.
We'll never need it.
There is sort of a way you can explain it, I guess.
It's kind of like law about this.
Well, if it could have gone in the dictionary, there must be a definition.
So, yes,
otherwise,
exactly.
It's like gaining aura.
They can't put
gaining
this,
aura.
So like aura is like when you've got like it's kind of like respect, I guess.
It's yeah. Is it like
yeah.
Riz?
Yeah, no. Oh, sorry.
It's like have you ever heard of clout chasing?
I thought I got it.
Oh, can we have that as the next week's clip for when we do that? Is it like Riz? No.
Oh, bless her, she's trying.
Yeah, it's not like Riz, mate. Even I know it's not like Riz.
Oh,
I'm
don't
really
you
old.
Pretend you're with them. You're nearer my age than theirs.
When I said help me out, it wasn't because I didn't know what it was, but I know like it's one of if they put it in the dictionary, it just say like if you know, you know. Like, how old are you?
How have you turned this on me, John Richardson?
You are
a mere, 6 years younger than me?
I've made myself feel better there. I've done a bit of aura farming. you wouldn't know what that is. Right, it's time now. Do you want to do the Riz thing, by the way? Because it looked like it brought you great joy.
It did bring me joy because Sasha's texted and she said she Googled aura farming and Riz is mentioned in the definition. So
these
two young and scoffed at me when I said, is it like Riz? But apparently it is officially.
One for the boomer.
Yeah. Oi, I'm not a boomer.
I was only joking.
Gen X, thank you.
Now, it might not have been clear from that conversation we've just had just how much real music matters on the John Richardson Show. Really, doesn't it?
It matters more than anything.
All through that record, we've been talking about music and how much it matters, haven't
we?
It got a little bit serious, actually.
Bit too serious.
So anyway, we like to put aside a full link just to make it absolutely clear that real music matters on the John Richardson Show. Now, this is the last week of the quiz. We haven't set like a forfeit or anything because I think we're both so competitive that actually just losing a quiz is enough.
Is enough.
It's never occurred to me there might
might need to be more. However, if you want to text in an idea for a forfeit, you know, we're for another half an hour at 8 12 15, 0330 123 1215 on WhatsApp, john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
If you do text in a forfeit, please remember that I've just had a hernia operation.
Oh, I think you'll be done in the new year.
Okay, fine.
I think you'll be done fully fit. I mean, I've already been like deadlifted this year, so you know, I've had a year of it myself. It's currently 8-7. I said it was 7-5 earlier. I forgot about last week because it didn't go well for me. That's how I cope with life.
Yeah, I clawed a bit back, didn't I, from what the girls did while I was away.
So three questions. One from the wonderful Claire Sturgis. We've got Louise Wenner and we've got Leona Graham. They all feature this weekend on Absolute Radio.
Top women.
So 8-7, I guess the worst it can be is 10-8, which I can sort of handle.
At least it can't be 6-7 now.
I only need to get one, don't I, to guarantee a point. So as long as I get one of the three, I guarantee a point. So here we go. First question, Claire Sturgis.
Hey, John, I'm back with a classic rock party tonight from 7, and I've got loads of huge rock tracks coming up and some festive ones as well. So, for today's lyrical challenge, can you tell me what song these lyrics come from? Does your granny always tell you that the old songs are the best? Then she's up and rock and rolling with the rest.
I put my hands up and punched a light then, yeah, John.
That's how much she wants it.
That's Slade.
What's it
Merry
called,
Merry Christmas,
though?
Everybody.
The answer is, of course, Slade and Merry Christmas, Everybody. And I'll be playing that, as well as tracks from Motorhead, Bruce Springsteen and the Rolling Stones, tonight from 7. I'll see you then.
You don't look happy, John.
Eight all? Oh, no. Right.
Okay.
Louise Wenner will bail me out. She's back from 10 tomorrow. Here's a question from her.
Morning, John. I'm back with another question to test your real music knowledge this week. But looking back at my time in Sleeper, can you name the two tracks we had that reached the top 10 in the UK charts?
No.
I would say...
Get off my chips!
In Betweener. And Atomic.
Let's have a listen.
The answer is Sail of the Century and Nice Guy Eddie. Ooh. I'm back tomorrow night at 10.
I was going to say Nice Guy Eddie.
That's a shame, so that's a point off.
No, it's not. That's not how it works. We've not taken points off before.
Incorrect answer, so
absolutely
back to 8-7 to me.
Don't you... 8 all. Will, tell him.
It's 8 all.
Thank you.
This is a tiebreak.
It's a decider.
This is the, who'd have thought after all these weeks, it's 8 all going into the final question.
Oh, this is like the final race in Abu Dhabi.
It's absolute...
Who's who?
For. I'm not Max, am I?
I'm Lando, you're
Don't
Max.
Don't say I'm Max.
You're Max.
Oh, no. Whatever the opposite of a people's champion is. Right, it's Absolute Classic Rock's Leona Graham. Couldn't count more.
Hey, John, this is Leona waiting in the wings to take over from your show on Absolute Classic Rock, where I'll be playing some huge rock anthems this afternoon, including Africa and Toto, which was their highest charting single. But... they did have two others reach the top 20 in the UK. Can you tell me what they are?
I mean, who knows the other
hits
of Toto?
Yes, there's one. Oh, it's a woman's name. Oh.
Oh, she's turned away from the mic. She's walking out of the studio.
Oh, it's a woman's name.
Right, I'm just going to guess then. Oh, I'm just going to have a guess.
Get off my chips!
Rosanna?
That's two.
I said name one of them.
You want two hits?
I wanted two.
I thought she said name one of them.
I'll take one.
If Rosanna's right, I'll give you it.
They are, of course, Hold the Line and Rosanna. And I'll be here shortly to soundtrack your weekend on Absolute Classic Rock.
Thank you.
Oh, that's very impressive, Angela. Listen, I think forfeits don't work on the radio. So I think...
Send in your forfeits, 8-12-15, john@absolute.com.
If you can reel off the email on the WhatsApp without looking on a piece of paper, I'll let them set a forfeit.
Okay, 8-12-15.
Yeah.
john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Yeah, and the WhatsApp is?
Oh, I can't remember.
0330 1212.
I don't know it.
Oh, no forfeit, I'm afraid. It's 1 2 3 12 15. But I will honour a forfeit if you want to get one in quickly.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
There we go. That's this year's podcast.
Oh, it's gone quick, isn't it?
You've had your lot, mate.
Yeah.
I think you're getting one next
2025,
week.
2025, tick.
Yeah, add it.
Yeah. It's been an absolute joy. Thank you for listening to the podcast. It's a wonderful privilege.
John, you've gone sincere again. It's weird.
It's not what people want. I've hated every second of being with all of you. It's been insufferable.
Thank goodness you've got a break, eh?
Every week I wait for an email that is genuinely interesting or amuses me, and they never come in. This has come so much easier. I don't mean it. Thank you for listening and downloading. Plenty more coming in 2026, unless there's been a meeting at Absolute that I haven't been party to. Massive thank you to you, Angela.
Thank you, John, for having me. It's been a blast, isn't it?
Thank you to you, Will and Charlie. God blesses everyone.